I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Women are now allowed to drive in every country in the world, finally, as Saudi Arabia's King Salman lifts the country's heavily criticised law banning women from driving in the country. Rights groups have campaigned for years to allow women in Saudi Arabia behind the wheel, and some women have been imprisoned for defying the rule. I spoke to Anjum Rahman of the New Zealand Islamic Women's Council, and I asked her how big the move is for Muslim women.
Oh, I think that everyone will welcome this. The Saudi women have been in the space for ages as activists trying to get changes to the law, so it's really good to see that their work has come to fruition. And I think often that the women are actually not given their voice or they're silenced in terms of their efforts. So what we see in Western media is very little coverage of the work that they've done behind the scenes to make sure that this kind of change happens. And this is a sort of adding on to previous changes that have been coming through, such as now allowing women the right to vote in municipal elections, changes to education and access to education for women. So yeah, there's been a progression of things happening in Saudi.
Okay, and this campaign has been going for several years now, over a decade at the very least, and we've seen some pretty high-profile things coming out of it, like women videoing themselves being arrested just for being behind the wheel in the country. What do you think of the drastic action, the measures that had to be gone to secure this pretty basic equal right?
I think, you know, it was a form of peaceful protest that has been effective. And also we have to note that some of these women actually went to jail for going through these activities. So kudos to them. I think that they've been really brave, really strong, and it's great to see that with the new leadership and this effort to modernise the country that there has been a shift in policy.
Okay, and is that what's caused this, do you think? The fact that there has been a shift in leadership, is that what's kind of been the driver behind this sudden change after such a long campaign to get it to change?
I think that has had an effect, certainly, yeah.
Okay, and what's the next hurdle? What are we looking at? You mentioned education there.
I think that the country as a whole moving towards political participation and freedom of participation for both men and women would be great. I think there needs to be some more openness. But we also have to recognise that Saudi have been incredible hosts as well every year for the entire Muslim world who are going there for pilgrimage. So There certainly needs to be continued movement and progress around political participation and freedom of movement, and we hope that that will happen.
What specifically about political participation? What are women not allowed to do still in terms of politics?
I don't believe that they're standing for leadership positions at the moment, and so it would be good to ensure that they are included in shura councils or consultation councils, that we hear that they have the opportunity to be consulted and to give their views and to participate in decision-making processes.
In terms of being a Muslim woman in New Zealand and being allowed to drive here, is that a big thing for you? Is that something that you think that the women of Saudi Arabia are seriously going to appreciate, being able to drive? It seems like such a basic way of getting around. We kind of take it for granted here.
Well, I mean, it's not a big thing for me in that I've always driven. I got my license at 16, like everyone did when I was a teenager. So, but freedom of movement is huge. Of course, you know, the thing is that transport also has issues around accessibility to public transport and so on. So what you see in a lot of other countries, such as Asian countries and so on, that women can just pick up a rickshaw and get to where they want to go, very quickly and cheaply, which often we find that women here tend to get isolated because they don't have that access to reliable, ready and available cheap transport. So it's quite interesting. But I think, having said that, yes, I think it's going to lead to a huge improvement in women's lives in Saudi Arabia to just have that autonomy of being able to drive and go about their business.